CliffCentral.com. Lockdown lowdown. Time to level with each other, okay? You don't have to prove you're exercising at home during lockdown. We'll all know at the end when you roll out of your house if you did or not. I believe you're working from home. Thanks to all the holidays, April was a write-off anyway, and we were only expecting 50% from you. Don't feel bad if you're not the most productive person on earth. You're not. You don't need to post a screenshot of your Zoom calls to your friends. I'm sure you have some. After this, you'll still be chatting on Zoom because there will be no restaurants, clubs, bars, or events left to meet up at. Get some practice while it's still en vogue. Nobody cared about your cooking or baking before coronavirus, so it's no more interesting now. We're okay with you not being a creative person at all. All TV chefs are boring too. We knew this long ago, but there are fat people all over the world who only think of food 24/7, and so there are many channels of this nonsense. Don't get distracted. We know you're not wearing pants to meetings. Not wearing pants might become your actual job in the new economy. We know you're sending lewd messages to people you haven't spoken to in years. That's okay. If you've ever watched Survivor, you'll know that people end up having sex just because they're stuck somewhere. It's normal. You're stuck somewhere. If you're talking to pets, plants, or inanimate objects, you're probably a lonely extrovert. If you're ignoring them, you're a sulky introvert. Now you don't have to do a dumb online test to know which one you are. Not one psychic, tarot card reader, prophet, or wise old woman predicted the coronavirus, so we can finally throw them in the trash heap. If you were in the predicting the future game, this would have been the big one to get right. So if you missed it, you're just a cheap charlatan. Now you know why your kid's teacher hates them and why you should apologize to that teacher when lockdown is over. You've got to admit you're just a compliant sheep who follows rules, even dumb rules, when you're scared. And suddenly, all your bravado about standing up to government becomes a nervous bleat when Becky Trele's cops tell you you can't go somewhere. You're probably even reporting your neighbors, you snake. Your individual sovereignty was surrendered for stockpiled toilet paper. Disgraceful. You have to admit you're basically unreliable. You even show up late to Zoom meetings, and you can't blame traffic now. Accept that you're just hopeless with time. If you've cleaned your house, done some DIY, or completed a project of some kind, good. But don't think we don't know you've done that because the world is out of control and you need to show you control some small corner of it. That's probably healthy. Maybe you'll stop talking about climate change now and tidy your backyard for the same reason. You've probably noticed how horrible some houses are and how beautiful others are in the background during online meetings. You may even have seen how some people are ashamed to show off their houses. So be grateful for what you have, if you have a nice room or two. Now, you 100%, absolutely, know whether you're an alcoholic or not. I'm not going to lecture you on this. Now, you know 100%, absolutely, whether you really love your partner or not. And I mean all the time. Maybe you'll appreciate the time you spend apart when you get back to some kind of normal and never say things like, "We don't get enough quality time together." It's overrated. You just know, deep inside, that people who talk about renewal and how this allows us to throw off the yoke of greedy capitalism weren't doing so well before the coronavirus and will probably be losers in whatever system is next too, right? You may be cleaning your own house for the first time thanks to coronavirus, and you've seen what a disgusting pig you are. Your domestic worker deserves a raise, even if you get retrenched in May. Maybe you're starting to appreciate your bed, sofa, fridge, or phone a little more, instead of complaining about all the things you don't have. If you didn't have those things, lockdown would be pretty horrible, right? If you're bored a lot during the lockdown, you might have to confront the fact that you're just boring. That disgusting mucus-coated mask and those sweaty nitrile gloves are not a fashion accessory, and you're not a Kardashian, so don't post photos of yourself in them. It's not corona chic, and you're not a doctor. Admit you're craving fast food, and if you're a housewife in the northern suburbs, you probably would do anything for Tash's. If you're over 20 and started a TikTok account, you should be ashamed of yourself. If you're watching other people on TikTok, you're probably even worse. You might have noticed you're not spending money on entertainment, and I'm sorry to say this, but entertainers became much too important in the 1900s and 2000s. Throughout history, actors, dancers, singers, and fools were considered lowly and a luxury in civilized society. Maybe this pandemic will remind us that doctors, engineers, scientists, teachers, nurses, garbage collectors, and police are more important than Beyoncé. Finally, government sucks ass, but they're back in business. We were on a beautiful trajectory of needing and interacting less and less with government as the world became freer and friendlier and more abundant. This virus has made government important again. You may be attracted to this proposition because you didn't have a dad and you want someone to look after you, but it's very bad news in the long run. When government takes rights away, it's a long, arduous process to get them back. When they tell you where you can't go, what you can't buy, and what you cannot do, even for good reasons, you're living in Orwell's 1984, or at least an incompetent version of it. Sleep with one eye open, kids, and stay safe. CliffCentral.com.